Good morning. Welcome to the Flat Racing Guru Horse Racing Analyst. This is Friday evening, the 27th of January, 2024. And we're going to look at tomorrow's racing from Kenilworth Saturday. Big, absolutely big Met, the Group 1 Met card. Lots of Group 1 races and followed by stake racing. Actually, the most expensive race in the card is a non-black type worth over 7.5 million. It's just crazy how that is worth so much more because it's for horses that are not, bought expensively, sort of thing. So it's a chance for these type of horses to make some money. But it's probably one of the richest races in South Africa. And then we'll have a quick look at Jebel Ali numbers. Right, we'll go down the card at Kenilworth. And also, I've got the Gulfstream Pegasus analyst, and I'll do that a little bit later on because it's going to take me a little bit more time to finish that one off. So we'll start off race one at 11:55 a.m. So that'll be 9:55 a.m. in the UK time. They're 2 hours ahead of us in the winter, 1 hour ahead in the summer. And I've went for 7. It's not coming up here as 7. No, it's number. I've got the wrong number down, sorry. It's number 9, Unbeldi. Number 8, Roman Agent. That's 9-8-2-17. If you know, I tipped Unbeldi the last day there and we just were finishing strongly. Roman Agent is a real nice horse from the trainer, a real top class horse. As I said the last time, they think the world of this horse, the trainer and owner. Trainer doesn't want to run it as a 2-year-old, but now it's running. But I think this Unbeldi, I like its pedigree more than I did of Roman Agent, as I already explained the last time. And I just think 25-1 again. We just came fourth the last time, if you remember. We were 25-1 and we were running on strongly, if you watch the race. Roman Agent won the race, but I think Unbeldi could be the one today. So let's go with that to beat Roman Agent. That's 9-8-2-17. Race 2 is the Cape Sales Racing Slipper. I've gone for 7-6-5-9. So just write these numbers down because we're going to go quickly through them. Race 3 is the Schweppes Politician Stakes. It's a Group 3. I went for number 10, 8, 11, 13. So 10, that's Hatt's Pride, which is a decent price, 20-1. I've got him on 105 here, 107. So I've went for 10, 8, 11, 13 and race 3, Kenilworth. Race 4, Kenilworth. I went for 11, 13, 4, 1 and 6. That's a World Sports Betting Best Odds Guaranteed Cape A Stakes. And that's at the 11:40 UK time, 1:40 South African time. Race 5. I'm just waiting for this to click up. My computer's a bit slow at the moment. Race 5 is the Pongratch Olympic Dual Stakes. It's a listed race, 200 grand. I went for number 2, Distant Winter, to be 12. And then 5. 2, 12, 5 in race 5. Race 6, I went for number 9, Isuvungu Gungu. to beat number 12, then 8 and 3 on the bottom. That's race 6 at Hollywood Bets, Kenilworth. My computer's just frozen. I can't pick up the I think it is a group race. It's a group one race. Sprint. Obviously it'll be a sprint with Issa Vagungu. Issa Vagungu just got beat last time with Thunderstruck, if you remember. But Issa Vagungu needed the run badly. He was making his debut of the season. And that's race 6. Let's have a look and see what the race is called. My computer's taking a bit of a while. It's a Whirlpool Cape Flying Championships, WFA Grade 1. So that's a Group 1 Flying Cape. And I've gone for number 9, Issa Vagungu, to beat number 8, Thunderstruck. And I also like Rio Corrari, number 12. He's not drawn very well, but I think if they come down this outside today, they could have a little bit of advantage. It always seem to have a little bit advantage if they're drawn wider. And if they come down the wide on this track, on this different summer track today, because I've noticed in previous years when they go wide, they seem to finish really well. So you don't know if it's an advantage or a disadvantage. It just depends where the jockeys go. When they do go wide on this track, they seem to have advantage at this on this track in the summer. Obviously, it's summer in South Africa still. So I've went for, obviously, 9 Issa Vagungu to beat 8 Thunderstruck. And then I've went for 12 Rio Corrari to be there each way. And obviously, Danny Muscat is going back to South Africa. Obviously, his family's South African, to ride in this meeting from the UK. Number 8, race 8. No, race 7, sorry. Race 7. I've got numbers 9, 11, 10, 2, and 5. And that's the City of Cape Town Majorca Stakes Group 1. I typed Beach Bomb the last time and we won, didn't we? I also tipped Raskov and he disappointed, but Raskov was in a different race. Today I went for this Sarchi, number 9. There's something about that horse. He's 25-2, that's 7.5-1. I went for number 9 Sarchi to win, to beat 11 Beach Bomb. I did tip Beach Bomb the last time we won. We had a good meeting last time, but I went for Sorty today. I just like this horse, and I think he's got a good chance at the prices, 25-2. So I went for 9, 11, and 10. Raskov would be third, and if you're doing the quartet, put in there 2 and 5 on the bottom. So that's 2 times 4 quartets. With 2 and 5 on the bottom, mixed up. Race 8, I went for Rapid Dash, that's number 13. In fact, there's a few of these in this race I could win. Rapid Dash, Tail of the Comet, King of Spin, Bavarian Beauty. Right, I'm not going to make a prediction in that race, but I've wrote down a few and I haven't actually done any numbers. Race 9, that's the that's the big race, the Met. And obviously See You Again is the best horse. Charles Dickens has been retired. Charles Dickens beat us last time. Obviously had him prepped and conditioned to perfection. See It Again, should have won. Sort of didn't run his race. I do think this double superlative, I thought it would be 33-1. He's only 16-1 here on the betting night early morning. I do think Double Super Late was a decent horse 2 years ago, and he's steadily coming back to his prime. I've been watching him slowly. Do I think his own stablemate, Double Super Late, could be the danger to see you again? So I've went for 11, 2, 8, and 13 in this Cape Town Met Grade 1 £2 million race. Race 10, I went for 3, 13, 11, and 10. And race 11, I went for 1, 10, 8, and 10. So that's race 10, 3, Nebras, 13, One Way Traffic, 11, Augusta, 10, Blackthorn. And race 11, final race, I went for 1, 8, and 10. Now we'll quickly move up to Jebel Ali, race 1. We'll just give you the numbers, so get a pen, write them down. Race 1, 8, 4, 7. Race 2, Jebel Ali, 4, 5, 8, and that starts at 10 a.m. in the morning, Saturday. Race 3, write this down, 1, 3, 2. Race 4, 6, 5, 2 and 1. Race 5, 7 to beat 5. Just two horses in that race, not many runners. In race 6, I went for 4, 9, 3, and 15. That's your Jebel Ali tips. So that's it for Saturday morning, and I'll be back a little bit later on with Gulfstream. I've got all the form, I've been going through all the bears and the workouts, but it's a big card and it's a very, very difficult card, so I just want to make some extra checks. This is a Flat Racing Guru signing out. Get your money down on this Saturday card from Kenilworth, and you can watch it at gallop.tv live, free, gallop.tv. I think there's a new site. If you go onto the old site, hold on, I'll put the address up for you. This new Gallop TV site. Right, I've got it here. It's new.gallop.tv.co.za. That's the new, and you can watch all the Kenilworth live from that channel. Just go to the main channel, which is there. It's on that, you know, they've got the preview on there now. I'm looking at it now, and they've got the preview on for tomorrow. So it's the first main channel. It's not the UK channel, because they have UK channels there as well, Racing UK and everything. But if you look at the RSA live channel, Saturday morning, you'll be to watch all the racing live from Cape Town for absolutely nothing. So I'll catch you later with the Gulfstream stuff. Flat Racing Guru UK signing out. Good luck today.